CBSI and the world. I'm John Batchelor with Malcolm Honline. We turn to a news item from the Times of Israel. The United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency has condemned the construction of a tunnel under a school it operates in the central Gaza Strip, which was apparently targeted by the Israeli Defense Forces during last month's 11-day battle between Israel and the Hamas terror group. In a statement, the UN Relief and Works Agency, known as UNRWA, denounced the Israeli strikes on the tunnel. According to UNRWA, the Israeli attacks on the compound in Gaza City's Ramal neighborhood took place on May 13th and May 15th when the complex was empty. Malcolm, building a war room underneath a school is fresh to me. I think you've mentioned this scale of villainy before, but my goodness, under a school. We welcome Hillel Neuer, an international lawyer and diplomat. Hillel is the executive director of UN Watch, which is a human rights organization, NGO, in Geneva. Hillel, has this happened before? I don't recall it. I remember hospitals being used for leaders of Hamas to hide during their wars, but I don't remember building something under a school. Good evening to you.
Good evening. Yes, I don't know if there was a tunnel, but there certainly was a series of incidents in the 2014 war, summer of 2014, when there were numerous weapons that were found, including mortars that were being fired from UNRWA premises. So the exploitation of UNRWA schools by terrorists is something that we've seen before. And look, the discovery of this terror tunnel operating directly under classrooms of young children, it's not an isolated incident, but it's part of a policy and practice by Hamas terrorists to systematically exploit organs of the United Nations. Hamas is endangering schools. They're using children as human shields. These are terrorist activities in UNRWA, UN schools. They place not only the people of Israel and Gaza at risk, they pose a severe danger to humanitarian efforts in Gaza. This is a terror tunnel dug under a school called the Zaytun Preparatory Boys School in Gaza. It's really only the latest Hamas abuse of the laws of war. It's a flagrant misuse of United Nations premises and civilian infrastructure, and it's a threat to the safety and security of children. We've urged the U.S. Secretary General to condemn Hamas immediately. We haven't heard from him yet.
Do you see a change? I saw that the head of UNRWA actually took note of the fact that Israel hit with such precision. We see that they also denounced the tunnel underneath the school. Do you see a fundamental change in the willingness of UNRWA to hold Hamas accountable? And if you do, has this the reduction of international aid to the agency done anything to influence the shift?
No, sadly, I don't see a policy shift with UNRWA. UNRWA, for example, is based in Gaza. They know that there's a Hamas terrorist organization that runs Gaza and that they will suffer severe consequences if they speak out. And indeed, you mentioned the head of UNRWA in Gaza, a German-born gentleman named Matthias Schmel. In an interview on Israeli TV a couple weeks ago, he was asked if he would agree that the Israeli strikes in Gaza were precise and sophisticated. And he said they were. He said they were very sophisticated. They were precise. And he said that for the most part, in his view, they were not targeting civilian areas. And he was just, you know, telling the truth. Even though he was quite critical of Israel otherwise, but in this particular question, he said that Israel was precise, sophisticated, not targeting civilians. He was immediately condemned by Hamas. They organized orchestrated protests in Gaza. They said he was persona non grata, and you don't want to be persona non grata by terrorist groups. So he and his deputy split rather quickly from Gaza. He went on an apology tour, numerous tweets saying it's not what he meant to say, but he said what he said.
Hillel, thanks to Malcolm, I was at the 2014 Gaza War, and the rockets were nothing compared to what we just saw, the thousands that were launched. But as I recall, there was talk at the time, proof at the time, demonstration at the time that Hamas was using similar buildings to schools and hospitals to store rockets and to hide in. Did anything happen after those revelations these last 7 years? Did the UN in any fashion change its approach?
Well, I don't think the UN has changed its approach. I don't know that UNRWA is part of the conspiracy to put these weapons or military installations under their schools. I think they're probably aware in some cases and don't say anything. Bear in mind that many of the people that are hired by UNRWA often are either sympathetic or even members of Hamas. So I'm not sure if they are part of the plan, but they probably know about it. They probably know that they're, after the 2014 war, the UN did commission a report to Secretary General, and they did acknowledge in at least three cases that they found mortars and rockets being stored in UNRWA schools. Did they know about it? I don't know, but you know, given UNRWA's policy, they are generally hostile to Israel, and they employ teachers who are sympathetic to Hamas. We go on their social media. UN Watch exposed about 100 teachers, school principals, other UNRWA staffers who routinely on their social media praise Hitler, glorify jihadist terrorist attacks, incite anti-Semitism. That is systematic at UNRWA. So you have to assume that most of their staff are sympathetic to Hamas. Well, I don't know if they're necessarily themselves planning the deployment of weapons on their premises.
Can I quickly ask you about the Iran losing its voting rights? It owes $17 million in dues. Does this have an impact on their operational capabilities at the UN?
Well, they were just informed that their voting rights were suspended, along with four other smaller countries, for not having paid dues for over 2 years. This is it's a procedure at the UN. Iran was notified in advance. They knew about it. The foreign minister said he's outraged. He said he blamed it all on the U.S. He said that U.S. sanctions are preventing them from buying food and medicine and transferring their money. But, you know, we just talked about 4,000 rockets that basically funded by Iran. Iran funds Hamas. Everyone's very open about that. So one has to think that if Iran wanted to transfer $17 million to the U.N., it probably would not be prevented by sanctions. So it seems a bit strange. But for now, their dues are suspended. We're informed that they're going to be trying to transfer the money soon.
Your measure, Hillel, because you've watched, compared and contrast, has the UN in any fashion changed over these last years because of these terror tactics by Hamas?
Well, look, the UN is a large institution, and there's a Secretary General who sometimes will do a decent thing. After the 2014 war, he did commission a report. They did acknowledge finding weapons on premises. They did complain about it. You did see this UNRWA statement last week complaining about UNRWA condemns the existence by and potential use of such tunnels underneath its schools. So from time to time, you'll get some individuals condemning certain actions by Hamas. But if you look more largely, the important institutions like the Human Rights Council just held an emergency session. Admittedly, it was by member states. Pakistan is the one who led the group, the same foreign minister who gave an anti-Semitic interview on CNN saying Jews control the media with deep pockets and all that sort of thing. The same foreign minister who convened the session, which rewards Hamas. So you have the Human Rights Council now created a commission of inquiry that is targeted at Israel after this war. It's going to blame Israel for defending itself from 4,000 rockets. Sadly, the UN will only incentivize and reward Hamas for its terrorism and encourage them to keep doing it. That's what we're seeing at the UN's highest human rights body.
30 seconds, Malcolm, quickly.
The UN's reaction to the global anti-Semitic incidents and their support for the 2001 Durban Conference celebrations, commemorations, how do you see their taking a stance on anti-Semitism?
Sadly, the UN did not rise to the occasion. It's an organization that sees racism everywhere and, sadly, anti-Semitism nowhere, other than maybe one UN official, Dr. Ahmed Shaheed, the expert on freedom of religion, the leading UN expert. The UN chief, the Human Rights High Commissioner, other experts on racism have been silent on violent explosions of anti-Semitism worldwide.
Hillel Neuer, Executive Director of UN Watch in Geneva, Switzerland. Malcolm Hoenlein, this is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.